Blog Talk Radio.
Walk in the blood.
Another block, hot, crooked cops, gunshot, another body drop. Grandma waiting at the bus stop. County jail letter in the mailbox. House shoes, sweat socks. Keisha braided hands on the porch to get that extra guap. Eviction face at rock bottom. Pray she bounce back on top. American dream, a nightmare. Please make it stop. Neighbors watching. Hell, modern day dress. God slinging rocks. Black boy, white tank top. Baggy jeans, dreadlocks. Streaming of that drop top. Non-stop Chinese spot. And let me get a black and mild hawk. Navigate liquor store, project floors and vacant lots. We be the have-nots. When we have, we become what we got. Another car ride by system knock. That new shit, pedestrians jot. Hip-hop corner, stay a track in the flop. To pay the back of the watch. Single mother's hustle to punch the time clock. Crime a cash crop. Somebody wanted the dime drops. Ice grills, mask a kind heart. As time stops, fathers are holograms. Sons waiting for the day to snuff Uncle Sam. Why not? No sympathy for that man. He get what he deserved, damn. I said he get what he deserved, y'all. Look. And he get what he deserve, y'all. They keep telling me. Body found in the attic, contents of a purse scattered. Leftover, we shattered, clothes tattered, lipstick smear. Broken glass, no news reports on the matter. Nobody gathered, nothing changed, asked around, bowed a name. Some said Tamika, some claimed Lorraine. The tag on the foot said Jane. I wonder who she was, did she give and receive love? Did she fight back or just gave up? She lay there, legs cold, hair gold. Framed in the child's pose, bruised nose. Seeming say pantyhose, shot day on the radio. Sour singer through the window. I wonder if pain has a temple, her bed is slow. Street survive, never live, then we die. Drink the bird glass, ceiling higher. Born on the wrong side, is there a right side? Classified, I labor sober, nickel and dime. And who decides? I lied by signing orders down the line. They see they gentrified, push us outside the city lines. Sirens frame the evening, profile for being non-white. Breathing, walking the streets, bored cops, they fiending. Probable reason, no donut shop to tease them. Roll up on a couple cats, Spanish speaking. Mexicans, but they screaming Puerto Ricans. They thinking they all the same, fuck them. Blow out their brains, killing season. It's 1 hour, wish they could take us all out. Let the dogs out, niggas should be hanging from trees. Auction off now, load them up, blast until they all down. Fire shots in full force now, they never see the courthouse, y'all. They never see the courthouse, y'all. They never see the courthouse, they never see the courthouse, they never see it. Hey, it's something keeps telling me. My brother say, another body dropped today on the block. Somebody just got shot today on the block. Look, y'all, watch the day. Another body dropped. Somebody just got shot today on the block. Look, y'all, watch the day on the block. Another body dropped. Somebody just got shot. Look, y'all, watch the day. Another body dropped. Somebody just got shot. Look, y'all, watch the day on the block. Today on the block. Today on the block.
Good evening. I want to thank everybody for joining me. Take a moment to recognize that you had many other options this evening, but you chose to spend a little time with me, and for that I am grateful. And tonight, let me just put some disclaimers out before I go any further. I have a weird feeling that tonight is going to be weird. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to come to pass. I'm just saying I just feel like something weird is going down. If you would, you know, show a little mercy and grace tonight, that'd be great. Tonight we're going to talk about what's going on in Dallas. Tonight we're going to talk about the comments that the judge, African-American judge, and I will get names and things like that in just a moment here, the African-American judge came out and made a statement. She took both an interview and was interviewed on live television regarding what occurred in the case with the white police officer, first name Amber. And again, I'll get names in just a moment here. Shot a young African-American man claiming that she went into the wrong apartment and was startled by him and pulled out her police revolver, killing him instantly, not rendering him any CPR or any life-saving attempts were made by her. She actually started texting a colleague with whom she was having an affair with to try to figure out what her story would be. Once the trial, which started, I want to say about a year ago, started to progress, African-American judge, I will get her name as well, happens to be, I want to say a Delta, if I'm not mistaken, was the judge who was going to be presiding over the case. And so for a lot of people in the African-American community, they felt hopeful that justice would be served under the direction of an African-American judge. As the case progressed, Amber did take the stand in her own defense, offered, in what I feel, in my opinion, a very weak and, transparent white damsel in distress, tears of, oh my God, I got caught, please don't hold me accountable for my actions type portrayal or rendition or act that she put on the stand. And I got to give her some credit. I have to give the defense some credit, and I have to acknowledge, her, because as we all know, in the United States, when it comes to judicial fairness and equity, that isn't often the case. And most often, I'm not saying 100% of the time, but I am saying that there is a high probability that when a white woman is on the defense stand or is the defendant in a case, the defense team often uses an age-old tactic, which is relying on the white woman to be contrite and have tears of contrition and be seen as this damsel who is just your girl next door, isn't capable of doing, you know, the things that they have been accused of being doing, having done. And I'll say that defense oftentimes works. I spend some of my free time watching detective shows, crime shows, criminology, things like that. In a former life, I wanted to be a forensic anthropologist until I found out that you literally have to work with crime scenes, cadavers, and things like that. And I realized that that was not my calling. I couldn't get over dealing with not the crime scenes as much as the loss of life. And so I'm sorry for the inappropriate pauses here. I'm trying to redirect small child. Go on upstairs, please. So I'm kind of giving a synopsis of what has occurred over the last couple of weeks. And so after she gave her testimony, she was found guilty, given a very lenient sentence. And as the trial was wrapping up and they were at the portion of the victim impact statement portion of the trial, the slain individual's brother took it upon himself to not only offer Amber his forgiveness, he also, you know, hoped that she would at some point come to accept Christ as her Lord and Savior. And he went on to further say that he didn't really want her to receive any type of punishment. Benny made a request of the judge. He made a request of the judge asking if he could come down and give her a hug. The judge granted that request. He hugged her. I'm getting some weird feedback right now. After he did that, then the judge is seen hugging her and giving her a personal Bible. Prior to that, I'm sorry, I got before myself. Prior to that, the bailiff is seen what has been categorized as stroking the defendant's hair, stroking her hair, and then giving her Kleenex afterwards. So tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about it from a couple different angles. Because I've heard a lot of people, I've had the opportunity to hear a lot of people speak on this topic and speak on their perception of what went down, their understanding of what went down. I've heard arguments on both sides, which I will share tonight. And I also want to talk about why there is such an uproar in the African-American community, why there's an uproar in the evangelical Christian community. And then let's talk about it from just the ethical standpoint. So that's kind of a highlight of what we're going to talk about this evening. I'm interested in anyone who has views that are different than mine. You are welcome to join the conversation. And so let me, first thing I want to do is I want to pull up so that we get the names and things like that in correct order, okay? Because it's important to make sure that we, you know, have some accountability here. Checks and balances are always important, and accuracy is beneficial to credibility. So
with that being said. Okay, so the officer's name is Amber Geiger, G-U-Y-G-E-R. And Blossom Jean is the person who was murdered in his home. Let me see. I wanted to see if I could pull up. Just bear with me a second here. I wanted to pull up the judge's name. I don't have it right now. That's going to be very important to have.
If you're with me and you, if you can hear me right now, press one. So that you'll be in the queue and your mic can be open. Because I'm getting reports that no one can hear me. Let me see. Let's see if we have some technical difficulties. Seems that I do. So, let me address these technical difficulties. Let's see. All right, let's try this again. Try to get some confirmation that I can be heard. Hold on just a minute. Let's see. Trying to see if I'm heard right now, because I don't have any... not getting any negative feedback or anything like that. So, okay. So, all right. There seems to be a problem. Hold on.